We're standing almost in the middle of River Lea Country Park, and just behind us we've got the Site of Special Scientific Interest. So it's very, very good for a whole range of plants, invertebrates and other animals. For example, we've got owls on site, we've got water voles, so there's quite a wealth of wildlife. I could bore you to tears for days with just all the different things we've got. Then to our left we've got Bowyer's Water, which is again a wonderful place for wildfowl, it's also very, very popular with anglers. So people can come here and fish, and quite often they'll be here for days trying to catch the fish of a lifetime. So it's widely used by a lot of people for different things. But as you said, we've got areas of open grassland, we've got woodlands, we've got lakes, we've got rivers. So fantastic landscape just to ramble through and just enjoy and relax.
Now, over 5 days, we're expecting about 60,000 people, and there's been a lot of work to make this place look even better for them. But there must have been quite a difficulty getting a balance right between the stuff that you've been doing, managing that sort of volume of people, and then obviously respecting the conservation.
Yes, definitely. It's all about trying to, as you said yourself, getting everything in balance. We're very lucky here in River Lea. We've already got a very good infrastructure for visitors and accessible routes for people to go through. So we haven't had to make a huge number of modifications to existing routes. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to manage everything to minimise the impact on the landscape, minimise the impact on the wildlife, but ensure that people can come and access the site. A lot of the major changes to the site have been down by the Whitewater Centre itself, and that's purely to deal with the logistics of getting everybody into a small venue in a very short space of time to enjoy the canoeing. But even then, that's part and parcel of a long-term project to, you know, encourage and make it easy for people to access the sporting activities here. So again, it's about wildlife, informal recreation and sport and recreation as well, getting the balance right.
And it's rather bizarre standing here and enjoying these surroundings when actually the history of this area it has nothing to do with the environment, really, does it?
No, it's, a lot of Lea Valley Regional Park has quite a checkered history, and you know, there's issues of land contamination in certain places, you know, but by and large, Lea Valley Regional Park was set up to, you know, transform this landscape into, you know, an area for people from throughout the region to come and enjoy. So Lea Valley are committed to providing, you know, world-class opportunities for people to enjoy sporting activities, you know, the countryside, and just, you know, a bit of a green lung for London. And again, managing the areas that we've got to enhance biodiversity value and protect and enhance its wildlife value.
And why do all of this in the first place? Because, of course, we know people are going to go to the centre anyway, that's a given, but yet all this work's still continuing, so there's obviously a huge value placed on it.
On the Whitewater Centre?
On the areas that we're walking through now, things are being improved, and I think I overheard you say it's not just about the fact that the Olympics are coming.
No, I think one of the key messages you want to get out there is that as custodians of the open spaces in particular, we work 365 days a year, every year, to manage the infrastructure for wildlife and people. And again, it's getting that balance right. So a lot of the work that we're doing isn't purely for the Olympics, you know, whether we call it legacy. It's more about, you know, the long-term managing of the area for visitors and for wildlife. So all we've really done in terms of, you know, specifics for the Olympics is bringing forward some of the projects and timing some of the improvements and refurbishment of some of the infrastructure so that it's looking its best. Like anybody, we want the site to look its best for all these wonderful visitors from around the world who are going to come and visit us, and hopefully use that as an opportunity for them to see how great it is so they'll come back again and again and again and enjoy what we've got to offer.